Interesting developments regarding the whole tuition forgiveness plan from President Joe Biden just a few days after the election. First, we learned that most of the so-called people in need, you know, who needed this debt cancellation, they were actually going to use the much-needed debt cancellation savings to go on vacation or spend the savings on a nice restaurant. But then a court ruled late Thursday, Kevin, that, well, not so fast, actually. President Biden didn't really have the authority to issue hundreds of billions of dollars of debt cancellation. That's the job that they ruled of Congress.
Yeah, Tom, we talk about young people coming out and forced to vote on the abortion issue. Maybe some of them were coming out to thank the Democrats for forgiving $400 billion in student loan debt. If they did, they may have given the thank you vote before the check arrived. If a federal judge gets his way, those checks may never arrive. In fact, President Biden, who's been encouraging people to apply for the money, has now stopped the application process while the courts figure all this out. Joining us now is Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Great, guys. Good morning. Good morning.
Tell us where we stand at this point with this federal judge making this ruling on Thursday, and what the point they're looking at is, the legal point.
Well, it's fascinating. This is a fascinating case, and this judge really, when you read this 26-page opinion, took a lot of time and thought and process to this case. So two kids were suing because one was not entitled to the relief and the other one was only entitled to part of the relief. The first thing the judge determined was whether or not they had standing. Yes, they had standing. Two, whether or not this law could be put into place by President Biden under what is the acronym, the HEROES Act, the Higher Education Act of 1965, and also one that was in place in 2003. Albeit, this was for Congress to decide whether or not you had to give notice and whether or not the authority to do this forgiveness of these loans was really one of Congress. And what was interesting, this was set up for the military. It was set up for people that were in the military and in cases of emergency or overseas or whatever the case may be. So it wasn't the Department of Education did not, you know, put this in place for everybody, unless there's a caveat always, right? The caveat was unless there was a national emergency. And so what did they say the national emergency was? And a little history on this was the pandemic, obviously. And lo and behold, who attempted to do this forgiveness? Donald Trump. President Trump attempted and said, hey, Department of Education Secretary, I want you to tell us whether or not we can forgive loans during this pandemic period. Education Secretary said, did the research, did the legal analysis, and no, you can't. So when President Biden comes in, President Biden's secretary looks at it, rewrites it, and says, nah, yes, you can't because it's a national emergency, and enacts this law through the Department of Education, which he couldn't do, that you can forgive all these loans. Well, you had to go through Congress. The authority for this has to be through Congress. And to do that, you actually have to have somewhat of a hearing. You have to give notice to everybody. And then people have to say, hey, wait a second. How come I can't get it, this forgiveness, or this person can't? So you have to have some due process. This judge went through everything, and based on the merits of what he saw, what he believes is the law, and his interpretation of the law, the Secretary of Education overstepped his bounds to give that authority to the president, Biden, and in essence said, no, you can't do it in the merits of it. He then says a caveat in the very beginning, which I thought was great. He goes, whether it's a good policy or not, whether you believe in this policy or not, is not for me to decide in this particular situation. In other words, courts, federal courts all the time take in public policy of trends and stats. I mean, we're at $1.6 trillion in debt of student loans. It's just skyrocketed. How these students are going to pay this stuff back, I have no clue. But at the end of the day, that wasn't for him to decide. He says that right out from the gate. So this is an interesting case. It's fascinating. And I think everybody should be paying attention to it, because it's going to be a serious amount of money, $400 million right now out of the gate. And it's going to affect so many different things. It has pros and it has cons. I have students come in all the time for jobs, and they're $200,000 in debt after going through law school and undergrad, or $150,000 in debt. And I'm thinking to myself, how long is that going to take for them to pay this back? And what is it? What's the relief? I mean, they can't afford anything really in a lot of ways. But it's an interesting case. It's fascinating. This will go to the Court of Appeals, and we will we'll go from there.
He can't really go to Congress because it looks like the Republicans will be in control of Congress in January. Wouldn't be able to get it through there. So you think his best bet is through the courts? Will this ultimately get to the Supreme Court?
It very well could. Yeah, it very well could get to the Supreme Court. It's definitely going to be heard in the Court of Appeals. The question is whether or not the Supreme Court will take it up and for a myriad of reasons. And, you know, it's interesting. Nancy Pelosi wrote when Trump attempted to do this, she wrote in her, and he quoted this, he quoted Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi says when Trump attempted to do this that, and I quote, "People think that the president of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He cannot postpone. He cannot delay. But he does not have that power. That has to be accomplished through an act of Congress." So even Nancy Pelosi, when Trump was attempting to do some forgiveness, said, "Oh, no, 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 you can't do that." And Secretary obviously didn't. So, you know, politics here, policy or not, it's an interesting case, and I think everybody should be watching this one.
That's Exhibit Y that you just cited there as to how political this has become, because she didn't say that during this attempt by Joe Biden. Let me just ask you just frankly, flat out, was this an attempt to buy votes? And now it no longer matters because the election's over.
Well, you know, obviously politics is definitely comes into play here, right? And whether or not he attempted to do so to buy votes, or whether or not he really wanted to put the square peg into a round hole to make this happen or bring it up on the forefront because he really believes in this and is going at it, you know, that's a question for everybody to decide on the actions he takes from here on in. What does he do? Right. And how big of a stick does he carry to be able to get something through in a bipartisan play? There it's a mixed bag. Majority of Democrats want this program. Majority of Republicans don't. But is there a way for him to make a compromise wherein we can get something for whatever good policy is?
Yeah.
The other thing is, just follow the law. Follow the act, right?
Right. It's just completely different if Congress had decided to take this up and they voted for this. That would be okay for the president to unilaterally do this and say, hey, we're in an emergency 2.5 years after COVID. That becomes a sticky wicky right there. We appreciate you as always, Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thanks, guys, for having me. Love being on.
All right. Love having you. We'll have you back. Your calls are coming up next, 800-859-0957. It's 800-859-0WJR.